I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. UN experts warn that workers involved in Japan's ongoing nuclear cleanup efforts may not have received proper radiation training. Takeshi Takazawa of Asian Access says a pastor who lived 3 miles from the nuclear meltdown site isn't stressed or asking God why. Instead, he's teaching believers how to trust.
It may not be a nuclear disaster explosion. It may not be an earthquake. It may not be a tsunami. But we all face trouble. But do not be discouraged. Do not lose heart, because he has overcome the world. When you decided to walk with him, trusting God, God will show up and show his love.
And if you only had one Bible in your family, would it be hard to share? Audio Scripture Ministries' Joshua Harrison went with a team to Mozambique to distribute audio Bibles. They met a man who works as a miner and shares one audio Bible with his wife.
On one trip back to the mines, he called his wife, and she was in great distress. She said, "Somebody has taken my audio Bible. It's missing. I don't know what to do." And he quietly spoke up and said, "I'm sorry, but I took it. I knew I couldn't ask you because you were always listening to it. I knew you wouldn't let me take it, but I just had to listen to God's word for myself." So now he's excited. We brought him an audio Bible so he can listen on his long journeys and during his time working away from home.
Please pray for more audio Bibles to reach Mozambique. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries offers a free resource, 33 Affirmations, powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into scriptural truth and discover who they are in Christ. Find yours at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.